lovely Sabrina Carpenter on a Wednesday morning, taking you further into the Wednesday right here on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Balito. And finally, the sun has come out for the week and things are warming up, literally and figuratively, right here in the studio. We're getting ready to take you down to the lakes, to Zimbali Lakes, because, wow, things are happening. And it's been a little while since we've had a radio recap, so I'm excited to get the word from the team direct and in the studio with me, no stranger to the Radio Life and Style microphone. On mic number one, we've got Wayne Krambeck, Senior Vice President of Operations at Zimbali Lakes. Wayne, how you doing, my friend?
Morning, Mike. Yeah, we're doing absolutely fantastic, thank you. And yeah, we every time we have an interview with you, we come a little bit earlier just to catch up and hear all the good news that's happening in Balito and Life and Style Radio, and share what we have as well. So it couldn't be better.
I'm so excited to let the rest of Balito know what we've been talking about off air. And Dave McGregor, Head of Sales and Marketing, is in the house with us as well. Dave, how you doing?
I am indeed. The shortest winter we've had in Balito. I think it's over. We can confirm. The sun is back. And congratulations from our team to yours on that fantastic anniversary event, the big walk. Hey. And what a vibe, man. Beautiful to be there and part of it.
It was great to have the Zimbali Lakes team officially plugged into the thing and powering it. And the first of many exciting live events of that kind, we hope. And listen, no short of excitement, because looking at what's been happening down on the scene at Zimbali Lakes, I was down at the sales office yesterday having a catch-up, and I was just absolutely blown away in the short space of time since I was last there to now, how much has happened. And for those that have been traveling on the M4 past the Zimbali Lakes development, you might have seen recently a very big, exciting marquee, and wondering what was happening over there. Well, kind of a record-setting event by all accounts. And let us in on the story, Wayne. What was the deal?
Well, Mike, we took a fairly new product into the market in our Totali precinct called the Totali Signature Villas. And it was there's a limited number of opportunities within that, and they're development opportunities ranging from two-unit sort of little development opportunity up to 10 on our bullnose within that. So, but only 14 of these opportunities. So, wow. So we had a wonderful event where we invited specific developers and investors to this launch. And you know, obviously, the one thing you can't control is the weather. And we chose a night that was nice and rainy in that, but it was cozy inside the marquee.
Yeah.
And we really had a fantastic event, and really, I mean, it was so well received from the market. You know, we ended up selling 66 million worth of the property out of the 90 odd million that was on the market. So really, really successful, and wrapping up the last little bits and pieces in the week after that. So it's been good.
That is shooting the lights out, hey, and just adding to the excitement and the sizzle. And I mean, as a new offering, if plugging into an already exciting bouquet of investment and residential opportunities, I believe things have also been unlocking with phase three, now the services going like gunsmoke. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the big thing is that when you're in the selling game, you've got to keep constant momentum. And the nice thing with Zimbali Lakes is there's always something happen. I think on a previous program I mentioned those books that we had as kids, which we call those pop-up books. You know, open the book and the lion and the trees and everything kind of come to life.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what's been happening at Zimbali Lakes. And I think our buyers and our investors expect it. So that when you tell them that you're putting in the services, and that includes access from the South Circle all the way into phase three, which sits just above that 18th hole, which I think is our best billboard, because as you drive up from Etiquette, you come into KDM and you see the 18th golf hole. It's just, you cannot help but have a look at it, because it's just so beautiful. Man. And now just above that is all phase three and all of those stands. And now we call that Beverly Hills, because the Gautengers love it. Beautiful sea views and everything. And now those stands are being serviced. So imagine now you're going to start getting beautiful homes popping up on that ridge as well.
Amazing.
So it is so exciting at the moment at Zimbali Lakes.
And of course, I mean, lakes being the operative word here. And I believe that I mean, I've been seeing the incredible shaping that's been happening, creating these basins, and the first official lake is set to fill up soon. Am I right? Do I get my facts straight there, Wayne?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I mean, we'll probably start filling that at the end of this month, beginning of October. So that's really going to be a real milestone for us, because, you know, those lakes, I mean, there's 20 hectares of lake. So that top lake is probably half of that. So 10 hectares of water coverage there. And that lining up with the golf course that's looking so green now, we're going to be seeding our greens next week, so right through the whole golf course. So everything is coming to life, you know, and with spring in the air, and it's, you listen to the birds and you see all the animals, and the trees are getting all the fresh leaves on, the lake is filling, the grass is getting green, houses are popping up, as Dave said. It doesn't matter where you look, it's just so exciting to see everything happening. And then obviously around that, I mean, there's just so much positivity within our area, with so much development happening, positive stuff around that, also with interest rates possibly coming down, which I think is a really strong possibility. And as we are alluding to a little bit earlier, you know, the country is just in a much better space with the GNU being formed and being well accepted around the world. So I mean, jeepers, we're in such a good space, I think, all around.
This is the kind of vibe we want to be projecting on a Wednesday morning. All good, positive, feel good stuff. And looking at what else is in the cards, I just saw an awesome flyover video, a drone tour of the full golf course layout, 18 holes, and they're all there, man. And I believe that on track, as you say, you're getting into the seeding now, but things are already looking almost ready to play. And I believe by second quarter 2025, it looks like that golf course is on track to be open and playable, hey?
Yeah, again, I mean, it really is maturing so nicely. In actual fact, we could open it up earlier. I mean, but we don't want to open it until we have a clubhouse facility. So, you know, that whole process has started for us to construct a first phase of a clubhouse, which would include a whole lot of amenities, including two paddle courts, tennis court, a gymnasium, you know, teaching facilities. Obviously, what a clubhouse has, your locker rooms and little pro shop and your bar area and a little restaurant area with big pizza ovens and that. So it's really going to be a nice start to the estate. And as I say, just phase one. I mean, there's a lot more in the cards coming. And then the one thing I never mentioned is, obviously, I mean, we're a long way down the road with our retail center as well. So
yes,
we're hoping to start some of that next year as well, which is really going to be great for this entire area, because it's going to add a new dimension. It's going to be sort of experiential shopping, if you want to put it that way. And everything you do is just got to be an experience, as opposed to just something that you, it's a task in the day to do. So
amazing.
We're very excited about that as well.
So they're definitely, we're going to need to have a whole bunch of chats coming up over the next little while, as we keep tabs on all these amazing developments. Zimbali Lakes, where extraordinary is the only standard. And if you want to experience for yourself and see with your own two eyes how things have been coming along and popping out of the ground, well, I have heard a rumor that another edition of the much-loved Fast and Furious event is just around the corner. Dave, can you talk to that?
We definitely got that on there. You know, that is such a popular event in Balito, where people can just bring their furry family and come and enjoy what we project as our lifestyle of the future.
And let's not forget, Zimbali Lakes, pet-friendly, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, we are pet-friendly. And the thing is that, so we're going to open up and allow people to walk along the 18th, so from the sales center down the 18th, and then link up to the first, second, third, walking along those lakes. I mean, it's going to be just phenomenal. And then pick up going fourth, fifth, and back to the sales office. So it's going to be a good hard slog, but one of those that you can take your time, just enjoy, take in. I mean, when Wayne and I are feeling overwhelmed in the office, we go down to the fourth green, and you're just there in, I call it our green in the trees, because it's almost at treetop level.
Mm.
And you sit there and you just listen to the bird life. Now, I've always said, I've got the best teacher to my right here to teach me to play golf, because they told me when I was young, they said, listen, when you get old, you've got to play old man's marbles or golf. So I decided I'm going to play golf. And you know what? Every time I go there, I feel this itch that needs to be scratched. I'm going to have to take some lessons and start. Wayne actually said the other day, you know, let's just bring a couple of balls and some clubs in and just start getting into the vibe. And you know what? I think that's the attraction of Zimbali Lakes. I think everybody who comes there, even if you're not a golfer, you come and have a look at these beautiful 18 parks that somebody comes and mows the lawn for you every other day. And it's what a pleasure. It's just these green lungs, man.
I must tell you, Mike, I did tell Dave to bring the radio with as well, because he plays that a lot better than he does his golf.
Your good taste.
That's mean. Yeah. That's downright mean.
Well, listen, we'll be looking out for the official announcement possibly towards the end of October for another installment. Yeah. Fast and the Furious. This is number, I think it's like the sixth edition now.
Yeah, now we're catching up to the film franchise. They're going to have to wake up and get cracking, otherwise we're going to overtake them.
Man, this is the hot stuff. And look, we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg here. As I said, we're going to need to have another a proper radio chat because there's so many other facets to all that's going on at Zimbali Lakes. For a quick primer, I would advise anyone listening to this, if you're keen to find out more, check out the website, zimbalilakes.co.za. Better yet, pop on down to the sales office just off the M4 and come and pop in for a cup of coffee and chat to the team and maybe get a little look around yourself because it's now definitely not just a rendering on a piece of paper. It is three-dimensional and it's taking shape incredibly. And something that we definitely are going to need to talk about as well is exciting stuff on the retirement development front. I don't know if we can let any information out of the bag at this stage. Wayne, what do you think?
Yeah, without going into too much detail, I mean, we had the Evergreen team out a month or so ago with all their directors from around the country, and I mean, they were absolutely blown away. They visited many other developments around in the area, right up to the Collins Group up there, and had a look at what they were doing and that. And I tell you what, the Cape guys are different. You know, they think they're kind of like a little bit of the Americans. You know, they think they do everything a bit better than we do it. But when they walked away from here, they were absolutely blown away with what's happening up the North Coast here. And certainly with what we're doing at Zimbali Lake. So they've given the green light to go ahead now with that development and start all their planning and construction. So I can't give you timing yet because we haven't discussed with them, but I wouldn't be surprised if they started early in 2025 with some earthworks and starting to get that cracking, because we've got huge amounts of interest within that development and from our sales team. And we can't wait to start selling that product because I think it's going to sell out like hotcakes.
Wow. Well, as soon as there's some information on that front, we'll be diving into it right here on Radio Life and Style. Right now, you've been getting the scoop from the team at Zimbali Lakes, Wayne Krambeck, Senior Vice President of Operations, and Dave McGregor, heading up sales and marketing for this seriously sellable and marketable offering. Zimbali Lakes, where extraordinary is the only standard. Guys, thanks for giving us a little sneak peek, and I'll see you down on the green really soon. What do you say?
Yeah, you're more than welcome, and bring Dave and the dogs as well. You know? He loves it up there.
He doesn't need an invite. We'll see you there for sure.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Back to the music right now with Coldplay before we hit the news coming up next.